Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Syrian state media reported that the country's new authorities on Thursday launched a security crackdown in a coastal region where 14 policemen were killed a day before, vowing to pursue remnants of the ousted Bashar al-Assad government accused of the attack. They added that the security forces launched the Tartus operation to, quote, control security, stability, and civil peace, and to pursue the remnants of Assad's militias in the woods and hills, unquote. Al-Masira TV, the main television news outlet run by the Iran-aligned Houthi movement, reported Israeli strikes hit Yemen's capital Sana'a, killing 2 people on Thursday. 11 others were injured as a result of the Israeli strikes, it added. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said he was at Sana'a Airport during Israeli airstrikes. He wrote on the social media platform X, "As we were about to board our flight from Sana'a about 2 hours ago, the airport came under aerial bombardment. One of our plane's crew members was injured. Ghebreyesus and his colleagues are safe." Azerbaijan observed a day of mourning for air crash victims as speculation mount about its cause. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Azerbaijan is observing a nationwide day of mourning for the victims of the air crash that killed at least 38 people and left around 29 survivors injured. The cause of the crash remains unknown. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was on its way from the nation's capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear. The plane crashed while making an attempt to land in Aktau in Kazakhstan. The plane went down about 2 miles from Aktau after crossing the Caspian Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Kazakhstan's vice premier said in a statement Thursday that today there is, quote, no official explanation of the crash, unquote. This is VOA News. Russia's Federal Security Service said on Thursday that it had foiled several plots by Ukrainian intelligence services to kill high-ranking Russian military officers and their families in Moscow. Diane To from Reuters reports.
The Russian agency known as FSB said the plans had involved disguised bombs. The FSB said one of the men retrieved a bomb disguised as a power bank. It said that was to be attached with magnets to the car of a top defense ministry official. Another plot involved the delivery of a bomb disguised as a document folder, the FSB said. Russian state TV showed what it said was video of suspects who admitted to being recruited by Ukrainian intelligence for bombings against Russian defense ministry officials. Ukraine's intelligence agency, SBU, did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment.
Diane To for Reuters. Police and media reports say the Finnish authorities have detained and boarded a Russia-linked ship on Thursday as they investigate whether it damaged a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables. It was the latest incident involving disruption of key infrastructure. The S-Link 2 power cable, which went down on Wednesday, brings electricity from Finland to Estonia across the Baltic Sea. The incident follows damage to 2 data cables and the Nord Stream gas pipelines, both of which have been termed as sabotage. The Cook Islands registered ship, named by authorities as the Eagle S, was boarded by a Finnish Coast Guard crew, which took command and sailed the vessel to Finnish waters, a Coast Guard official told a press conference. After sunset, hundreds of mourners carrying candles passed by the tsunami memorial wall at Thailand's Ban Nam Khem as people across Asia remembered the 220,000 lives lost 2 decades ago when a tsunami struck the Indian Ocean coastlines in one of the world's worst disasters. Supap Burnett lost 5 family members, including her parents and husband. I am happy. Happy to see people still attending. It means they haven't forgotten about us. That makes me truly happy. Peter Baines, a former forensic police officer who helped identify bodies at the time and later helped set up an orphanage foundation for the tsunami children through his charity Hands Across the Water, was also present.
I think with the passing of 20 years here in Thailand for those who lost so many, you never replace the families that were lost, but people develop resilience and are able to live a life that is still full.
The tsunami on December 26, 2004 was triggered by a 9.1 magnitude quake off the coast of Indonesia's Aceh province, sending waves as high as 17.4 meters slamming into coastlines of Indonesia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, India, and 9 other countries. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.